non-stop, non-stop, word, non-stop, non-stop, word, non-stop, non-stop, word, non-stop, non-stop, word. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going down? It's your boy, Mr. Hurt, live and in full effect, holding it down for anchor.fm/2and5. Y'all know DAUS, the Divine Artistic United Society. You know, visit us at our website, www.daus.me. All right, this is our second full episode of this season. All right, we've been off to a great start. Okay, we just did another 1,000 plays. All right, clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. Thanks to you guys. All right, let's keep those thousands rolling in. All right, we've been growing and growing and growing. All right, we got 5% of our traffic coming from Le Pays Francophone. Shout out to the French-speaking countries out there helping us do our thing. You know what I'm saying? All right, our catalog is consistently growing and earning each quarter. We're seeing positive growth, continuous positive growth, and upward momentum, so that's a good thing. Artists, get with us too, all right, if you want to do some work with us. If you're a recording artist and you're just looking for some people to collab with and stuff like that, get with us, all right? We have a ton of artists who are members of the Divine Artistic United Society, and they're working on musical projects every day, every week. Every month they're releasing things, so it's definitely a lot of work that you could be a part of, a lot of fun you could have. So I encourage you to get at us. Okay, all right. Another note: we're looking for indie businesses, all right, to promote on our website for free, free of charge. Okay, and we're only charging businesses and artists if they need content created, so we can help them. For a small fee, we can help them create content. But if they have a video or a song or a commercial advertisement or something like that that they're trying to get promoted, we can share that on our platform free of charge. So we definitely want to encourage everyone to take advantage of that. All right? You know, we can get you spinning in over 109 countries, you know? And yeah, it's just our way of trying to afford our community an opportunity to, you know, grow, reach, and touch some folks that they might not be able to reach on their own. Also, there's a lot of business owners who are older, the older cats, who might not be so tech savvy. Okay, so we're here to help those guys be able to take advantage of the new technology without having to spend 4 or 5 hours themselves out of their day learning how it all works. Okay, really fast, we're going to say shout out to D Money, all right, of Moolah Gang International, aka Rowdy D. He's been crushing the battle rap scene. All right, so I'm going to take a second just to let you guys know about his next upcoming battle. It's going to be at the Torture Chamber. It's called the Torture Chamber 12. All right, this is a battle league. If you bear with me, I'm going to pull up the flyer for it right now. Just 1 second, guys. We're almost there. Okay, so it's called the Torture Chamber 12. Okay, it's going to be Sunday, January the 19th. It says invite, private event only. So it's an invite only. It's a private event. It's from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. And it's $15 admission. I'm going to read you guys list of the battles. All right, so you got J Murder versus Black Mugga. You got Alec Flowin versus Jim B Dot. You got Hollywood Clay versus Kid Tony. You have A Deuce versus Rocky. You have Thick Shady versus King Blizzy. You've got Uncle Nate versus Dub MG. You've got J Dev versus R I Triller, I guess that is. And then you got Will Skills versus D Money. All right, again, this is going to be 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., a $15 admission, and it's invite only. It's a private event. This is going to be Sunday, January 19th, the Torture Chamber 12. So you guys look out for that. Also, I encourage you guys to check out some of D-Money's last battles. You can find it on YouTube if you YouTube D-Money. You should be able to find some of those battles, but he's very... very impressive. I think he does a good job with the battle raps and preparing for him. Very professional at it. So definitely worth seeing. All right. Shout out to all of those guys who are going to be appearing at the Torture Chamber 12. Hopefully it's going to be a event filled night, and you know, so it'll be some interesting battles popping off. All right, guys. But those are our announcements for today. All right, we're going to go ahead and keep things rolling and bless you guys with some more entertaining nonstop working action. All right, and we're going to jump right into our next segment here after a short commercial break. Ask yourself these questions. Are you making money from your music? Are you properly educated on how copyrights, royalties, and intellectual property work? Are you confident in representing yourself in a negotiation? If you answer no to these questions, then you need to listen up. When I started out in this business, I didn't have anyone to show me the textbook stuff. I spent 13 years teaching it to myself, investing my own time and money, and it paid off. Now I'm able to release music when I want and collect royalties all year round. I can teach you how to do the same thing. If you want me to help you start making money from your music, get in contact with me. Visit us at our website, www.daus.me. Chizzle, it's your boy, Mr. Herd, M-I-S-T-A. Heard like I heard you the first time. Be sure to search for my music on Spotify, YouTube, Google Play, Apple Music, iTunes, Deezer, Tidal, and SoundCloud. Check out my EP Heavyweight. It's Heavy Weight.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's going down? It's your boy, Mr. Herd, live and in full effect, holding down for anchor.fm/215. I'm down here at Rittenhouse Square right now. We're going to talk to some of the folks here, see if we can get some opinions on this whole Tekashi 6ix9ine situation. All right, because a lot of us are reporting mixed emotions. Some people are like, fuck it, he should be snitching. Some people is like, how the fuck do you condone snitching? So I'm just curious to know what the people think. We'll see if we can get any commentary on the matter, okay? Let's just see what's going down. What's going on? Anybody want to talk to us about this Tekashi 6ix9ine thing?
Professional boy.
How are you, brother?
In the day and age we live in a snitch culture.
Oh, do you want to tell the people who you are real fast?
I am Kevin Stevenson.
Okay, brother.
Rittenhouse Ball.
All right, so tell us what you think about the whole Tekashi 6ix9ine situation. Is he wrong for snitching?
But like I was saying, I mean, in the society we live in nowadays, it's a snitch culture. It's a me first culture. So it's, if I gotta go down, everybody going down, and I'm gonna ask for less down.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah, that's how it's going down.
Okay, so they were saying that the gang, I think, is it Treyway, these guys were trying to extort him, or they were extorting him. Do you think that makes it more appropriate for Tekashi to speak out in defense of himself, or should he still be trying to honor a code of a sort?
I mean, when you join something, you take on the responsibilities of that code. I mean,
a lot of money to stand behind him in his video.
Okay, we're gonna need you to chime in then.
Same time, when you do that, you know what you accepting and you bringing on to yourself. Okay. So you should have knew exactly what was gonna happen when you started hanging with them bulls.
So you feel like, look, he knew what he was getting into. You got to roll with the punches.
Right.
Okay.
It's not like he just random boy, just they kidnapped him and raised him. No.
Okay.
He joined up because he wanted to be down.
Right.
He wanted to be.
What's your opinion on the Tekashi 6ix9ine situation? Is he wrong for snitching or speaking in defense of himself, or how do you think how do you think it should be viewed by the people?
Personally, I think everybody should be held accountable for their actions, and he paid those people to stand behind him in his videos to give him notoriety, make it look authentic. There's a lot of documentaries on it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that got snitched on, but I mean, he was the one that charged them up to do the crimes, and then once they did them and he was in court, then he goes and snitches on the same people who he put the batteries in the backs of to go do the shit.
Right.
I mean, he was paying everybody to be behind him, and then once he made the money, then he's like, I don't need them no more. They're taking all my money. But that's what made him famous. And once he was famous, he's like, I don't need him no more. They're taking all my money. And then he couldn't get away from him. He's from Brooklyn. Like, he's from fucking Bushwick.
Right. So do you feel like he should be treated like the ringleader?
He's not a ringleader. He's a snitch.
He's
manufactured. He fucking paid people to stand behind him to give himself an image. It's all manufactured. Like, I don't give a fuck. Motherfucker, like...
Okay.
You don't grow up doing what you did with those people around you, and then you pay them to back you, and then once they back you and you get famous, then you want to fucking snitch on everybody just to fucking save yourself, and then he turns down the witness protection because he thinks he's going to keep making music.
That was going to be my next question. Do you think that's even going to work well for him?
Don't matter what you do, like, unless he really relocates, and then somebody's still going to recognize him. Even without the tattoos, they're going to be like, somebody's going to be like, yo,
all right.
That's bull. He's right. Young.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your commentary. Thank you. Hey, look, so what do you think about the whole Tekashi 6ix9ine incident? Do you think he's wrong for snitching in defense of himself? Or do you think that was an appropriate move of him?
I mean, as far as this image of him promoting, the image that he promoted of himself being a part of the streets, gangbanging, doing a lot of things that within certain societies and communities have certain sets of codes, he's wrong for snitching. I mean, now, I don't know every little detail of the case, the trial, but it's like, if he had to snitch to defend himself, I mean, a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. But at the same time, snitches get you stitches. And you ratting, and also within that, you... The whole time where you were out, you promoted yourself as you, your blood, your crip, you know, batteries, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're personifying yourself as somebody who is a gang hopper, or you know a lot of gang affiliated members. But what you have to understand is knowing a lot of gang affiliated members put you in hot water because just because you know them, you know the shit that they get into.
Right.
So within that, you can incriminate yourself.
Okay.
Accessory.
Now, did you hear about him being kidnapped by the Treyway guys and these kind of things? Do you buy that? Do you believe it was actual kidnapped?
Treyway?
Yeah,
the Treyway Bloods?
Yeah.
Apparently. I feel as though that is false, simply because all this time leading up until the incident and the trial, you rep Treyway Bloods, meaning you as in Tekashi 6ix9ine. Or Daniel Hernandez. Let's call this man by his real name. All right. Daniel Hernandez, this man repped Bloods up until the incident and the trial. So I don't think explicitly this branch of the Bloods.
Okay.
Treyway 9 Bloods. So for him to all of a sudden be kidnapped and then the incident happens and then he goes to trial and snitches, that's a lot of, it's too many plot holes with it.
It's very interesting. And I'll ask you this last question, if you don't mind. Do you think he'll be able to continue a career in music after this is all said and done?
Hell no. Here's why. Throughout your whole time, you were very controversial with everything you said. You caught out a lot. You picked like matches with people, and you created controversy, and you created stigma and arguments and shit within the communities, while promoting yourself as a gangbang or a gang member, somebody who is really about the shits in the streets. You feel me?
Right.
So it's just like wherever he goes, he not gonna survive. If he doesn't get picked off by industry niggas, meaning like picked off in the sense of falling off the charts, mm-hmm. or like just not making music anymore, he's gonna get picked off by actual people who are in the streets and will kill somebody.
Yeah.
You go from Crip the Bloods to Scared Witness. Mm. Pick one.
So a lot of potential trouble in the future for Tekashi 6ix9ine seems to be the expectation of the majority of the people out here. We'll see how things unfold, guys. This is very interesting. I'm interested in knowing what you listeners around the world think about the Tekashi 6ix9ine situation. So feel free to comment. Please call in, all right? Call in. Connect with us if you guys want to speak on this matter. And, yeah, you know, we hope to hear from you guys, all right? Peace.
Y'all check out this tune here. All right, this is a throwback from the archive. It's called Live Shit by Jay Shine the Diamond and Young B.I., a YHR Entertainment production. Check it out.
And grinding, but then I fell in love with the tunes and I made a promise that I would stay tall and brawl for my brother. Kneel to the ground, pray to the law for my brother. I'm 20 in it, but you ain't promised no 20 minutes. Still praying for 20 million with 20 spinning. Mama yelling, who telling Bunny put 20 in him? It ain't funny, they got my cousin and brother sitting. How's it correct to see CFC? Is you fucking kidding? They took my cousin Elder Gratis for and fucking killed him. Now how I'm feeling like riding on some niggas, riding like a Harley, head roster, head Marley. Marsh slash gorilla, I'm cheap, you not Harley. For them cats in the blue shirts with badges on them, but y'all know the truth hurt, so it's splatter on you. Now look, you look sad, what's the matter, homie? I tell you, it ain't nothing till it happened on scene. A buckle on the bubble running with capital OGs. I ball song, I ball hard like Kobe. These ain't no shots shaking bars, this ain't cold Z's. But I bet they hit your body hard like codeine. Not to mention all the things I seen, with an all chrome beretta in my level like a rebel. I'ma fire like a banquet, I smoke more than a kettle. Feel me, I'm from Philly, the biddies, I keep them yelling. To the haters that be hating, keep hating, they keep me selling. I keep it trill, middle finger flicking to you fellas that be telling. Fabricating lies in your message, the message being wrecked, you better know that I'm ready.
Feeling real successful today. Gave you Shantae again.
A nigga heard. Yeah, I'ma beat it, gang. You know. We hungry right now. But we been hungry. Yeah. Gotta push harder. See my dreams and my future. The game went passing, too much focus on moolah. That's why I give it my all. My flow is uncut, raw. Cancer in the lung, I'm the answer on the blunt. I get my team straight, I get my fam set. Until these record labels cut me a damn check. Started from the bottom, little booth in my closet. To views on YouTube, for millions to watch it. Success is my drug, you wish your high was this strong. You diss me and you diss all, one shot then your shit go. I bet your shit break hard, like Shaq at the free throw. I got cheese and steaks, no Geno. Yeah, they know it's my work ethic. Three mixtapes in the same summer. I sit back and watch my shit do numbers. Don't be mad at me, cause I'm gifted. Get your nose off my lines, nigga. Stop slipping. You dig it?
When it's so hot.
I have became a legend in the fucking making. Beats on the mic for sure. My CDs in and out the store. What you gonna do when my niggas on tour? Marriott with it, first floor. I make you sick. Well, nigga, get your Tylenol. Cause seriously, I'm tired of y'all. My cousin broke cons and laws for moving soft. Get locked behind them walls. I try to courage him to knock it off. But what he gonna do when he got a daughter to feed? Plus himself too. Hopefully, pushing harder. Can help you, you always protect me, so let me protect you. Nigga, I got a few records I should check too. They don't want no work with me, physically or verbally. You better off trying to murder me. Trips to emergency, cause I gotta reach my goal. I gotta reach my dreams. I gotta get my money. I gotta stay my dream.
When it's so hot.
You guys just listened to Push Harder by Rowdy D, a.k.a. D Money of Moolah Gang International, featuring Avery Shantae, all right, from the album All Eyes on the Gang. All right, you guys can, for more music by D Money of Moolah Gang International, you can search SoundCloud, Facebook, and Instagram for D Money. You can also check out his podcast at D Money Pod, all right, the D Money Show on anchor.fm/D Money Show. Okay, so check that out. Check that out. Check that out. Okay. We got one more jam for you here from the album All Eyes on the Gang. It's called Keeping It Gangsta. Check it out.
Yeah. Moolah be the gang. D-A-U-S, we don't lose, we just win, man. The herd in here, yeah.
And now for the reason I'm
Avery
here.
Ha ha, ha ha, yeah, yeah. We keeping it gangsta, gangsta, with some shit that you don't know. We keeping it gangsta, gangsta. I'ma teach you how to move that drum. Man, we keeping it gangsta, gangsta. You need that work, I got it for the low. You keeping it gangsta, gangsta. I'll show you how that AK blow. Duck down, nigga. Mad hoes running up. Hating when I'm coming up. Strapped with that gun and what? Nigga, I will gun you up.
four fuck niggas up, cause I got more in the top. Getting mad chewies while I'm blowing the dust. Niggas ain't on my level, they ain't knowing enough. That money I got is throwback, my bank account, show that. I'm sipping the four in the pipe, this pinky need to know that. I burn a freak as fuck, it busts in your face hard. I'm the nigga whipping that white girl, no race. These niggas need a prison break trying to escape bars. I laugh at these sucker niggas cause they ain't hard. Unsigned or signed, dawg, these rhymes are lethal. I hear you out, outline your people. I ain't trying to diss you, no, I won't miss you. See what rumbling them tight jeans get you. You diss me, I'll get you back. Love is love, I spit that crack, I spit that dope. A drug's a drug. We don't reach for hugs, we reach for blood. Like Sookie when you need her, a microphone fever. Like a bitch with angel dust and a reefer. My niggas creep up, spraying off them heaters. I ain't fucking with no divas. Won't allow, we call speakers. Come through, nigga, them hot shit'll reach ya. I'ma take you to your maker. I don't fuck with fakers. My team ball like the Lakers. We suck. We keeping it gangsta, gangsta, with some shit that you don't know. We keeping it gangsta, gangsta. I'ma teach you how to move that drum. Man, we keeping it gangsta, gangsta. You need that work? I got it for the low. You keeping it gangsta, gangsta. I'll show you how that AK blow.
Look, mad hoes hit my jack. Mad I ain't hitting back. Quick to say I'm different when they witness. I don't miss the cat. Tighter than a sleeper hole. Laugh when they speaking bold. You ain't on that ass getting cash. You just cheap your own. Tripping when that Chiba gone. Slipping like it's greasy home.
Purchase
my squad slide. Grip your knots like a teepee comb. Making it to definite. My team, they be repping it. Your team busy flexing, but they don't know who they messing with. Nope, they don't know who they messing with. Cause big joints can get body. Little niggas can get karate. The bigger niggas get cut in half and missing probably. How you moving that work? Your squad missing poppies. Soonie down on the block and they ain't even knockies. Shorty knocking on doors, wanna be knocked knees. We give them school and good music, maybe some bomb trees. Sleepy fellas, we moving them while they find Z's. Then sit back and look at them, try to find cheese. You dudes faking it, all of your stews makeshift. And you ain't copy the logic on how to make hits. Pass the cup with a Dutchie, all of us take sips. And still lay it like pros, no need for take six. So take six of your finest into this matrix. Break bread, not paying dues, or get your chief dead. And you don't want to see your chief dead. Cause it be drawn when your chief dead.
We keeping it gangsta, gangsta. With some shit that you don't know. We keeping it gangsta, gangsta. I'ma teach you how to move that drum. Man, we keeping it gangsta, gangsta. You need that work, I got it for the low. You keeping it gangsta, gangsta. I'll show you how that AK blow. Duck down, nigga.
You guys, you just listened to Keeping It Gangsta by D Money of Moolah Gang International featuring Mr. Herd from the album All Eyes on the Gang. We hope you guys enjoyed that track right there. All right, without further ado, we're going to get into our featured guest for the evening. All right, we got an interview with Young Dirty Bastard. You know, that's the son of Old Dirty Bastard of the Wu-Tang Clan. So definitely check out this segment here. I'm sure you guys are going to enjoy it. I'm sure you'll be able to take away something interesting. So check it out.
Hi. How are you today? I'm joining you with Young Dirty Bastard for his interview. And, of course, this is A Money.
All right, all right. Thank you very much. This is Mr. Herd. How are you, Young Dirty?
I'm all right. How you doing, sir?
I'm very well. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. Your team has been excellent.
Ah, that's good. That's good.
All right, I have about 5 questions that I want to ask you, if you don't mind, and I would like you to know that we are in no way trying to assassinate your character, and that is not in our intentions.
Okay, let's get it.
All right. Young Dirty, you have been on a major grind, and most people really don't understand how much energy goes into being an entertainer. Do you have...
Yeah.
Do you ever receive special treatment because of who your father is? And if so, do you appreciate it? Or do you feel it's genuine for most people? Or is it phony?
Well, I appreciate it because I have a lot of family members that's also trying to, you know, rap and continue the legacy. because they're also cousins, you know, nephews of my father, you know, the fallen soldier, Old Dirty Bastard.
Okay.
And I believe that this game has a lot to offer. It's just that, you know, you got to push yourself, and it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
But I never give up. Never give up, never surrender, you know?
Absolutely.
Every day is a different hustle. And it's like a lot coming with this hip-hop industry. It's not just music, rap, you know? It's a lot. You gotta know a lot.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, and what is your definition of a good role model? And do you feel like it's important for you to be one?
Well, a good role model is someone who the children look up to, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not just the children. Someone like the, let's say adults. If an adult can say you're a good role model, then you're on another level.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
That's a good role model. Yeah. I mean, I didn't see a good role model in a long time, you know? Back then when I was in school, I heard about good role models, and I was like, you know, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and so forth.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. The best role model I hear about, probably Michelle Obama. You know, she's a good role model for the children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Very
definitely.
Good.
I would agree.
She's good. And I got two little girls, so, you know, that's what they're looking at. That's the lady of the country right now.
Absolutely. How old are your little girls, if you don't mind me asking?
4 and 5.
That's awesome. I have a son myself. He's 4.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
You know?
Okay.
They need a lot of attention, too, so. Being a role model is definitely you gotta teach.
Yeah.
You gotta teach. Even if you're rapping about whatever you're gonna rap about, if it's gangster music,
mm-hmm.
during your interviews, make sure you say something.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm glad you
they listening.
I'm glad you think that's important, man.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. So what kind of things do you do outside of music and entertainment to keep yourself occupied? And what are some of your interests?
So what do I do outside of music? I'm trying to get into the book game, writing nonfiction stories.
Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Just stories about how I feel about the world and how I feel about life and existence.
Okay.
Just, you know, basically the lessons and the continuing Elijah Muhammad's teachings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, just keep building. That's what I'm trying to build, this legacy. It's not just my father's legacy. The whole legacy of the nation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Has the media or the press ever tried to create a negative image of you? If yes, do you think it's personal or a part of a bigger agenda?
It's probably not personal, because anything we do is going to be spread worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, because, you know, Wu-Tang is worldwide. It's a culture.
Absolutely.
So, I already expect a lot of people to pay attention. And I know what I say. I got to watch what I say. I mean, well, what I say, I know what I say. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
I can mess up, and then it go another way.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like with Dame Dash. If I say anything wrong about Dame Dash, I got to watch what I say, because, you know, I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know how he's going to react or feel. He got a family.
Yeah.
He got people. He got friends. And, you know, same thing with me. Well, if I say anything about Jay-Z, so... It goes both ways, you know?
Yeah, I could dig it. All right, we got one more question for you, and then I'll give you the opportunity to, you know, speak to anybody that you want to, or let us know about any projects, anything you have coming up. Are there any artists you're interested in working with right now? If yes, can you tell us why?
Right now, who am I interested in working with? That's a good question. I'm critiquing my own style, really.
Okay.
Me doing business with other artists is not my goal.
Okay.
Everybody is doing this independent thing right now. There's nothing wrong with, you know, collabing with everybody. Well, you can't collab with everybody.
True.
But, because that's how the game is, the media game. It feels like you collab with everybody because everybody on social media is right there.
Yeah.
There's just so much business going on. People don't even know. This Facebook thing is a damn weapon. It's a good weapon.
Yeah.
If you want to take over, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But me doing business with other people, I'm trying to do, it's not all about music when it comes to me. I want to get more investors to invest into my project to go bigger and to do more things. It's this man called Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. You know, he basically deal with Tesla cars and all going to outer space, to Mars, and, you know, wow. stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Just building forth into the future.
Yeah.
That's cool stuff. That's cool stuff for children and my children to look up to for generations. Music goes forever, but I'm trying to put my music on a shuttle somewhere, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, man.
So we're playing some Al Green going to Mars or something.
That'd be cool. So do you have any projects or anything you want to inform the world about?
Do I got any projects that I want to inform this world about?
Anything you got, you know, going on right now? Recent releases?
Yeah, Wu World Order. I just got this new song I just finished a few weeks ago. And I had it for a few weeks, and now it's time to release it. I just did the video, like, I think last week in New York.
Okay.
And it's pretty dope. The lyrical exercise on it is cool. It's something I didn't really push in my genre of rap.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be dope for my people, my listeners. Because they've been, you know, they've been debating against if I'm nice, if I'm like my father, or whatever it is, you know, the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a little step to the next level of me.
Okay.
And it's called Wu World Order.
Wu World Order.
Yep.
That's awesome, man.
Well, Wu World Order is my whole movement right now. Because what Wu World Order is basically... Wu-Tang, they came in, they changed the whole game. You know, there was a group, like 9 members. They came in from different parts of New York, and they changed the rap game and spread the culture. And now they're getting older now. And now that torch has to be passed down.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying I'm going to be the only one holding it. Wu World Order is a whole movement. You know, it's Wu World Order. It's not the governmental order of things. It's Wu World Order.
Yeah.
And it's just, okay, babies. Yeah, they're in the Wu World Order, too. They're laughing, you know. We actually in the hospital right now. We just had a baby.
Really?
Yeah, we right now.
Alhamdulillah, congratulations.
Yeah, I have my first boy.
Oh, yeah. Man. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
I know you
his
got...
His name is Prince Ason Unique Jones.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Thanks.
I know you got to be excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm very excited to tackle this money.
You going to do anything to celebrate?
To celebrate? I celebrate just by living more life.
Uh-huh.
You know? Because he fresh life. You know, I can't celebrate and fucking drink some red. I mean, nothing wrong with red wine. Yeah, nothing wrong with red wine, right?
Nothing wrong with that. A little sippy sip.
I can't celebrate or anything like that. I got to keep moving right now.
Uh-huh.
It's so hard right now.
I can dig it. I definitely can.
I did have something I want to talk about.
Uh-huh.
The marijuana laws and all that. How they about to legalize marijuana and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool to legalize it for certain cases of people who need it.
Right.
You know, but, okay, the truth was I was in Brooklyn with my family, like last week, just chilling, you know, with my family. I ain't chilling with them in a long time. It's like 8 of us in one apartment in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. We wake up, I'm there for like a couple of weeks. We smoking every single day, like 5 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up to a blunt. And I started to see something was wrong. You know? It was slowing me down. It was making me move not how I used to move.
Yeah.
I'm like, if a whole nation is about to be put under this spell of marijuana, it's going to slow a lot of things down.
Absolutely.
And it's going to slow... Yeah. It's cool to smoke it once in a while because it do boost your high, your intelligence. It makes you more alert and makes you think quicker.
Uh-huh.
It makes you want to flow better. But if the whole nation is going to be under marijuana, our children won't be the same no more.
No, they won't.
No, they definitely won't. Everything will be different.
That's an extremely interesting point that you bring up, and I don't think a lot of people consider it.
That's gonna be crazy.
A very interesting point. So are you officially, are you for or against legalizing?
Well, the reason why I'm against legalizing it, because it's gonna cripple the way people feed their families. Like, I'm about to go to another level with it. Like, if I had a family, you know, I'm not saying I was the family who was selling it, but if I'm on the corner and I'm selling it, it's my regular hustle every day, which is a lot of people who do this, it's gonna stop a market. And those people who don't have that money no more, what are they about to do?
Yeah.
They're gonna attack something else.
Uh-huh.
They're gonna end up robbing you, the next door neighbor.
Oh yeah.
Even though they have the same income now.
Yeah.
I think a lot of things about the change, and I don't think people understand. Like, if you stop that market and it's legal now, now the people who was now the customers are not going to their friend, they're going to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And now that person's like, damn, now I gotta rob somebody because I ain't got no way to feed my family. That was my way of making money.
Yeah.
No job is hiring me. So I gotta do something totally different. I'm gonna freaking kill somebody today and take that money. And what do we do about that? Because there's so much people who are selling weed right now.
Right.
And that game is about to change.
All right, guys, what's going down? Just wanted to take a quick second to talk to you guys, respond to some of the followers on my Facebook who wanted to know my opinion about the Tyler Perry studio situation. I made a post and, you know, I said, basically, you know, F his studio, you know, and people were like, wow, why do you feel like that, Mr. Heard? Why do you say that? And it's not like a hating thing. It's not like, oh, I got an issue with the brother. I grew up seeing Tyler Perry. Yeah, I'm not going to say I grew up seeing him like he was producing all my life. But as a kid, my mother took me to see several of his plays at the Merriam Theater here in Philadelphia. So I was aware of who Tyler Perry was before most of my peers were. Seeing his shows is one of the things that actually encouraged me to pursue a career in theater. It was one of the things that showed me that blacks had a place in theater. I really didn't know that. It was at his shows that I first saw, you know, full on production, start to finish. Like, you know what I mean? That's the first time I got to see blacks produce a show where the majority of the cast was black, if not all of it was black, where there was a orchestra pit, where there was intermissions, and you know what I mean. It was my first experience of theater was Tyler Perry. It was something like Mr. Right Now, I think was the show was the play that he wrote, Mr. Right Now, or it was like. It wasn't one of the Medeas yet. It was a few other things, like two shows that he had that my mother took my family to see before the Medeas came out. And I believe one of them was like Mr. Right Now. And it's like, Why Does Somebody Cry? Good Girls Cry. Something like that. You know, I forget. And after, you know, they kind of all run together. And I do remember, though, the Madea character. I do remember that being there, but it wasn't a Madea show. It was a different thing. Like I said, it was a different show that he had the Madea character in. And none of us knew that it was a man playing a woman at the time either. You know, they really, so I was young, so they really kept the whole homosexual cross-dressing thing. They really kept that. They played that down. So no one let it be known that Tyler Perry was a homosexual or that he supported that then. They just made it appear that it was a guy playing the female part. So it was a big laugh. Ha, ha, ha. But, you know, later on, we see that it's a lot more than that. Okay, let's fast forward. I'm saying all of that to say, guys, that it's not, I don't have a dislike for the man. That's not what my issue is. And like I said, his earlier works were inspiration for me to get involved into theater. So, you know, it let me know that we could actually produce in theater. So my issue, what's my issue then? My issue is, well, let's ask some questions and see if we can get some answers, guys. So Tyler Perry, he goes up here and he's opened up his studio. And everyone says, oh my gosh, wow, he's going to have his studio and it's going to be huge. It's going to be mega huge. It's going to be bigger than Warner Brothers and whoever else they mention, I forget. But they're saying that it's going to be bigger than some of the Hollywood studios. I say, wow, that's neat, man. That's really fantastic. And then I say, well, how's that possible? Now, only a fool would think that the man has grossed so much money from his Madea franchises that he can build from the ground up a studio facility that outdoes the majors already. That would be like, you know, only a crazy person would think that that's what occurred. And I ask my question and say, well, if his studio is going to be bigger than Hollywood studios, what's going to happen to Hollywood studios? Because Hollywood doesn't let people take it over. You know what I'm saying? Hollywood doesn't like to lose. And I'm being nice with this language. I don't really want to get into too much specifics, guys, if y'all understand what I'm saying. I think in the other podcasts I've done enough of that. So I asked the question, well, what about Bill Cosby? Bill Cosby couldn't buy a CNN. So how can Tyler Perry? If Bill Cosby couldn't purchase a network, how does this man build one that trumps? Okay, do y'all get what I'm saying? Okay, I'll give you another example. Dame Dash, J Prince, and Master P wanted to create a distribution company that couldn't get off the ground. But Tyler Perry can start a studio that's bigger than the top four or six or three or whatever. Very interesting. It makes you say, well, what's different about his business venture from other ventures? What's allowing Mr. Perry's venture to be successful and, you know what I mean, and others being stomped out? You understand what I'm asking here? Dame Dash has something similar going on. He has Dame Dash, he has Poppington University and Dame Dash Studios. No one's talking about that. But Tyler Perry goes and says, I'm doing a studio, has one party, and now everybody's on the bandwagon. Then there's this tie-in with the agenda where it's, oh, and he's going to have a department dedicated to LGBT. Huh? I said, doesn't that make it more interesting? Now, see, Bill Cosby wouldn't have bought a CNN and concerned himself with the LGBT, I'm certain. And Dame Dash and Jay Prince and Master P would not have concerned themselves with the LGBT, I'm certain. But Tyler Perry, see, he has a different perspective. He has a different perspective on things. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? So what's going on? Hollywood is failing. The major media companies are taking L's left and right. They are taking L's. And so now we're playing the how do we save face game. Also, ORPA has the network, the ORPA network. So Oprah can have a network, but Bill Cosby cannot. Also, the brother, I forget his name, and I feel really bad for not knowing his name right now. The brother who's dealing with the lawsuit with Comcast. I believe I did a podcast. I'm going to look for his name right now. I believe I did a podcast talking about this brother. Just bear with me, guys, because I want to mention his name out of respect. I should really know it, but there's a lot of powerful brothers that I've been researching lately, and it's just because I'm just getting familiar with their names. It's hard to kind of lock them in right now, but I really should. I'm kind of embarrassed because I should know their names already. I should really know their names already. So we're talking about Byron Allen is the name of the brother I'm mentioning, okay? Byron Allen is undergoing a lawsuit with Comcast because I believe he's trying to buy the network and they're trying to stand in the way of that. Okay? So there's all these people pushing to have networks establishing networks for them, and they're having a hard time being able to put it together. But Tyler Perry comes along and he has no problem being able to do it. It just seems a little suspicious to me. So it's not a hating thing like, oh, I don't want to see Tyler Perry winning, because like I said, he's inspired me. But when I look at how many people are pushing to open up channels for these different communities, and I see them getting so much pushback, and then I see certain people not getting that pushback, you know, it just seems suspicious. It makes me want to say, well, why is that way? You know, why is that way? You know, so as I see it right now, Hollywood is falling, it's crumbling, and the powers are looking for any way they can to hold on to what they have. No one who's been eating from music, arts, and entertainment for the past 30 years wants that money to end, because it's really easy money. It's really easy money, really fast money, really fun money. You know what I'm saying? They're sending their kids to college with this money. You know what I mean? They don't want it to stop. It's the intellectual property business. It's like free money. And what I see possibly being set up is Tyler Perry's organization as the default Hollywood. So it becomes the machine that all of the Hollywood elites fix themselves to as theirs collapse, because they don't want to really lose. So it's a changing of the face. They say, we'll just close ours down and we'll run under, you know, Tyler Perry Studios, whatever he's calling it. We'll run under Oprah Network. You know what I'm saying? That's what I believe we're seeing happen here. And I think the only way we'll know is to watch. And if Tyler Perry Studios grows to be a giant, if it grows to be the end all be all of studios, then we can probably assume that those individuals have taken over that individual. You know what I mean? That these people have taken over that Tyler Perry's thing. And if we see Tyler Perry getting some pushback, if we see Tyler Perry sadly experience a drug overdose or a car accident, then we can assume that maybe he was actually just winning. You know what I'm saying? Because the powers that be don't let people take over. They don't do that. They don't like people taking over. Again, I'm not going to go far down that road, but very interesting stuff. Let me know what you guys think. That's my opinion on the Tyler Perry studio thing without getting too detailed. I want to know what you guys think. So drop your comments. You can respond on Facebook or Instagram. Also, if you want to tune into this podcast, you know, you can find it at www.daus.me. You click on the tab, you hit podcast, and you have access to the most recent segments of the Nonstop Working Podcast right there. All right, and it's going down, all right? But that's my take on Tyler Perry, guys. And we're going to go ahead and continue on with the rest of our show. Let me know what you guys think, and peace. All right, guys. So this is the end of our show for this week. All right, it's very exciting. You know, we were down at Rittenhouse Square talking to folks about the Tekashi 6ix9ine situation. We were all over the place. You know what I'm saying? We got to talk with Young Dirty. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. You know, I'm interested to know what's going on with the Tyler Perry situation. I'm definitely curious to hear more about that. And, yeah, I'll be looking forward to hearing from you guys. All right, now this Friday, we have another segment of Car Confidence with Volkswagen X. All right, shout out to Volkswagen X all the way from Colorado, holding us down, giving us that tips and info on how to keep your car in tip-top shape. All right. Also, we're going to be talking with Quinn from Absolute Truth Hands On Love with Quinn, bringing you another segment of Absolute Truth Hands On Love. All right. We're going to be talking to the folks, picking some brains and things and stuff like that. All right. So definitely keep tuning in. Keep tuning in. Shout out to everybody in France and in the UK for supporting and all the other places around the world where you guys are tuning in from. Thank you, guys. Remember, you can hear the Nonstop Working Podcast on anchor.fm/215, but you can also find it on your Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, www.daus.me, iTunes, and more. Shout out to CastBox, also on CastBox. Okay, so check those places out if you want to be tuning into the Nonstop Working Podcast. We have over, I think, maybe over 1,000 episodes so far, so you guys can tune in. And, you know, dig around and find something entertaining. You know what I mean? But I look forward to hearing from you guys. All right. Next week's segment, definitely stick around. Definitely stick around for it. Okay. When we say stick around, it means you gotta stick around. All right. So you won't get a new episode until next Wednesday. So you got to keep listening to the Nonstop Working Podcast until the following Wednesday. Okay. But definitely stick around, and I hope to hear from you guys next week. I hope you'll be tuning in where we'll be doing more Nonstop Working. All right, but until then, peace. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stay cool. And again, tune in Friday for Car Confidence with Volkswagen X and an all-new episode of Hands On Truth, Absolute Love, Hands On Truth with Quinn. All right, it's going down. Peace. So we have our artist reviews. All right, it's basically an advertisement, all right, an advertisement and promotional opportunity for all of the artists out there. And it's really inexpensive, but really effective. All right, so it costs $1, $1 to submit a song for us to play during our Nonstop Working Podcast, and also to critique and, you know, share with friends and family and world and executives and amongst our network. All right. So like I said, we're representing hundreds of artists right now, and we're in affiliation with many labels. So it's a really inexpensive way for you independent guys to get some marketing going and get some momentum behind your songs and your productions. All right, so we have a few of those coming to you this week. All right, we've just put up an advertisement yesterday, and we've already gotten some hits on that. So shout outs to you guys. Shout out to Kite Wilson. If you guys are interested, you can visit iTunes and Spotify. Put in Kite Wilson, K-Y-T-E, Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. All right, and some dope songs should pop up. Also, we're going to be doing a review, so listen out for that, and you'll hear more about Kite Wilson and more music from Kite Wilson. Also, listen out for a few songs from, from Class Black. All right, it's a new group coming out here, Class Black. I guarantee you these guys are going to go Migos on you, so definitely listen up. All right. Also, artists, come on, man. You know, don't wait in line. As you can see, we got a lot of artists getting in contact with us. And what I appreciate is it's not just the artists, it's their representation. So that's really excellent. But we're doing good business over here. We're growing. It's an independent movement here. It's been an independent movement. And you can be a part of it. You know, don't be afraid. I'm a reachable guy. I'm approachable, you know. But we do have procedures in place so that business is done professionally and smoothly. But, you know, yeah, get involved, guys. It's going down. Calling all artists. Take advantage of our music review. For $1, you can have your song streamed and advertised during our show. Allow our team of experienced professionals to give a detailed opinion about your work. And don't worry, we're here to help you win. For music reviews, contact mra.heard@yahoo.com. That's mra.heard@yahoo.com. Hey everyone, we appreciate all your love and support. If you would like to make a monetary donation to help our program keep on growing, visit us today at www.paypal.me/Divine Artistic United.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.